It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. Welcome back to Taylor Talk, episode 14, everybody. This is Adam.
Belle.
Maya.
And I'm Diane.
Welcome back, Diane. You guys may remember her from guest hosting on episode 10, where we talked all about the Grammys. We're trying something new on the show to keep ideas fresh and awesome. What we're doing is we're going to set up a rotating schedule of guest hosts. So Diane is going to be joining us from time to time, as well as Haley, who you might remember from episode 11. So we hope you enjoy listening to them, because we're feeling like they're going to bring some fresh new voices and fresh new thoughts to the show. So enjoy. Today is April 8th, so let's kick it off with some quick announcements. Top downloaded country for episode 13. Guesses, anybody? Guesses? Okay, I'll just tell you. For the third episode in a row.
So impatient.
Yeah, for the third episode in a row, it was yet again the USA, which is so disappointing. We love our international listeners. Anyway, we love our American listeners too.
Yeah, but you can't really say it's disappointing that USA is, you know, on the top country either, because that's going to upset all the USA people.
I just said I love everybody.
Okay, well, virtual hand hearts to everybody.
To everybody listening. Anyway, so we're tired of saying thank you in just our boring regular accents, so we decided to do a regional accent based on the top city downloading the podcast, which is New York City. So we want to do, I hope we don't offend anybody with this. who wants to give it a try, this New York accent?
Yeah, I'm going to embarrass myself, so I don't think I should try.
I think we all want to hear you say thank you in New York language. Accent.
In New Yorkese.
New York language.
So New Yorkers say what, like water and coffee, right?
Coffee.
New York.
New York. Thank you, yeah. New York.
There you go.
Okay, right. That was short and sweet.
Right. Beautiful.
Anyway.
Wonderful. Excellent.
Thank you to everybody listening, though, really. Second announcement. Go follow at TaylorTalk13 on Twitter for all of our updates and announcements. It's particularly relevant this episode because on the very last one, episode 13, we were a week late releasing it to you due to technical issues in the post-production. So if you want to keep up to date and you're like, if you're not following us and then you're all like, wait a second, where's the new Taylor Talk? It's supposed to be out today. You can check our Twitter at TaylorTalk13 and find out why exactly it's not there for you. Random stuff. Does anybody have anything random they've noticed?
Anything random?
Any random stuff. I finally saw Hunger Games.
I'm so proud of you. I was like, you can finally be my best friend again.
I can finally be your best friend. I'm so glad.
I heard Eyes Open on the radio yesterday.
Yay! I heard that this morning.
I got really excited.
That's speaking awesome of, that it's on the radio.
That is awesome.
Abby and I screamed for pretty much the whole time.
Aww, good stuff.
I heard it on XM, on satellite radio.
That's cool. I heard it on like our local pop station. So
that's exciting. I like that. Completely approve.
Just like every other Taylor Swift fan, I stayed till the end of the credits during Hunger Games. I also made my mom stay because my mom came and saw the movie with me.
Wait, okay, this is going to sound awful, but did I miss something by not staying till the end?
Yeah.
You missed hearing Safe and Sound.
No! Why didn't anyone tell me?
Safe and Sound is in there, and I think Kingdom Come was too, wasn't it?
Now I'm going to have to go back and watch the Hunger Games
again. Is that
the
Civil Wars one, Maya?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right after Safe and Sound. Sorry, I didn't know the name of it. I knew what it was. But another fun, random thing. I hope you guys saw that tweet from Brian Mansfield, who was our guest interview on, what episode was he on? A couple episodes ago. What was it? 11. Back on episode 11. He tweeted, fun fact, of the 1,169,254 singles sold to date from the Hunger Games album, 1,003,917 are from Taylor Swift's two tracks.
Ooh, that is awesome.
That's crazy.
That's mind-blowing.
Incredibly awesome.
That stat is about a week old or so. He tweeted it on April 2nd, so I don't know what the current number is, but even so, out of like 1.1 million downloads, a million of them are Taylor Swift alone.
That is incredibly awesome.
The other 100,000, everybody else combined. Life Must Be Nice is Taylor Swift. Anyway, so, Belle, do you have anything to say under this section, Belle?
Adam. So last episode I made a comment about Better Than Revenge having a 27-second intro, but I actually meant Last Kiss. So I didn't even notice I said Better Than Revenge by accident, so I apologize. It's Last Kiss that has a 27-second intro.
Thank you, Belle, for the clarification. And shame on us for not catching that at the time, any of us.
I know, right?
Shame on all of us. So to everybody that emailed in and tweeted in on that, thank you. Anyway,
So, Maya, what's going on in the upcoming calendar?
There's not much, unfortunately. You guys should probably find something fun to do, because Taylor doesn't have a whole lot going on right now. She's having a break. We know that she's working on her album coming out in the fall, so we can at least, we can anticipate that.
Sorry, there's just no enthusiasm in this calendar delivery.
Woo!
So
I sorry. Had some. Okay, but the one thing that we do know is that we are going to have a new Taylor song on May 1st, because Taylor did a collaboration with B.O.B., and that is going to be on his new album, which is called Strange Clouds. You can get that May 1st. And we know that because a lovely Taylor fan, who is at TSwiftFanatic29, tweeted B.O.B. and asked him about it, and he confirmed it. So we can get excited about that.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! I'm excited. I want to hear Taylor. I want to hear Taylor on a rap song.
I love when she like, new and different types of things.
Hip-hop collaborations, like
there's been all kinds of remixes story. Of like putting her songs into rap songs, but like I'm excited to hear one that like she actually did.
Yeah, agreed.
She did Thug Story, my all-time favorite.
You find me baking cookies at night.
That is my favorite Taylor Swift song.
Seeing her what Rap Super Bass Live was my personal favorite.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
So I have some news for you guys.
Yay!
Woohoo!
News!
Just love your enthusiasm, Adam.
I'm excited right now. We're recording. It's fun.
I know. It is fun. It's awesome. Yay! So Taylor Swift, Journey to Fearless, is available on Netflix instant streaming now. And Journey to Fearless was a documentary about the Fearless Tour, basically. And it was in three parts. And it originally aired on The Hub in 2010. And it was actually really interesting and cool. And you guys have all seen it, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes. It's awesome.
And what's something like that to speak now to her, but anyways... That is really awesome. It basically like goes through Taylor's entire life. There's like lots of clips from her childhood and everything, and it's, you know, basically her documentary, but it goes up through the Fearless Tour and all this cool backstage stuff from the Fearless Tour. And a fun fact about that is that they actually misspelled one of her band members' names, Paul Sidotes, in the credits, and they spelled it without the I on the end.
So Paul Sidot.
Paul Sidot. So I would have punched them if I were him, but you know.
Now, Belle, no violence.
Virtually punched them, you know, like, fine.
But yeah, no, that's really cool. You guys have all seen it, right? It's really cool because it shows performances from the Fearless Tour, which I regret to say I missed. I never went to a Fearless show.
That's sad.
Really? That's too bad, Adam.
That's so sad.
That I know, I never, sad. And there actually was a Vegas one for that. Who'd have thunk it?
Bad Adam.
I know, but I do get to watch Journey to Fearless on Netflix now, so that's kind of cool. I can relive it.
That is
or true. You can live
you
it
can't
for the first
it because
time.
You weren't there.
Well, I've already watched it, so relive it now.
You can relive watching the DVD, but you can't really relive the concert. Okay.
Shut up, Belle.
Let's move on from my obvious checkmate of Adam. So, Taylor Swift wins the Big Help Award at the Kids' Choice Awards on March 31st.
I know. What did you say after that? Oh,
guess
who
was there?
Who?
Michelle Obama.
Shut up.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
Who's that, Belle?
She's the first lady of the United States, just in case you're unaware.
Just in case anybody didn't know. Yeah, Michelle Obama is the president's wife.
All right.
So that was incredibly awesome that she basically, like, was there for Taylor for this award and everything. Way, way, way cool. And also, huge, huge news, Taylor won Entertainer of the Year at the ACMs.
Yay! Again.
Yay! Woo-hoo! I feel like we should
clap. Adam, me, and Diane. We totally should clap. Let's have a clapping moment.
Okay.
Okay, now we're done. Now, me and Adam and Diane were actually there to see this live, which was so cool, and we're going to talk about that later in the show.
Awesome. So, on to our first mini-segment, Swifties Ruled the World / You Know You're a Swiftie When. Diane, our extra person, would you like to kick it off with the first one?
Okay, so this first one comes from Swiftie Kat Gomez, and she says, "You know you're a Swiftie when you hear sparks fly, and after it says drop everything now, you expect to hear someone say, welcome to Taylor Talk."
Yeah.
In Adam's voice.
Love it. Welcome to Taylor Talk.
Welcome to Taylor Talk.
There we go. This one is from one of our fan accounts, Taylor Talk Stock.
Which is the most creative
such
name.
Such an awesome username.
Yeah, totally. You know you're a Swiftie when the teacher says you should have said no or a different lyric and you yell out Taylor fun.
So I would love to know, people behind Taylor Talk Stock, have you actually legitimately done that? And what was your teacher's reaction? Please let us know.
What was the class's reaction too? Like, what did everyone do after you said that?
I know, yeah, the we class. Want to hear the story. Y'all like, huh? Taylor Pond, what?
Uh-huh. Who's this Swifty? Although they probably wouldn't even know what a Swifty was. At least most of them wouldn't.
Like, let's hope they do.
Am I doing this one? Okay. It's another one from Swifty Cat Gomez, and it says, you know you're a Swifty when you spend days searching through Taylor's followers to find yourself. And she said, I was bored, okay?
You gotta be really bored to search through 12.5 million followers.
Here's what we want to know. Did you actually do this, and how long did it actually take?
I think she actually did that one. But I would love to know how long it took.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, let us know how long that took.
So, Rebecca submitted via email and said, you know you're Swifty when you come out the day of the ACMs and your dad asks you what Taylor thing is happening today because you're all decked out in your Taylor gear.
Woohoo!
Yeah. In my T-Swift shirt. Anyway, I'm glad somebody giggled.
Ha 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 ha.
I think you're funny, Adam.
Aw, thanks.
Sometimes.
I'll take it. That's an amazing compliment from Maya, who's usually like, Adam, stop. Stop. Just stop it.
I'm feeling supportive today.
Yes. Maybe it's because you and I are the only ones actually awake this morning.
I'm Maybe. Awake.
Yeah.
I'm awake.
Because it's 2:30 p.m. here, so.
Alright. Diane, if you're still awake, why don't you read the next
All
one?
Alright, I will. Okay. This next one comes from Sophie Swifty 13, and she says, you know you're a Swifty when you check iTunes at least 5 times a day waiting for the new episode of Taylor Talk.
We heard that. You know, Sophie Swifty 13, if you subscribe on iTunes, it downloads new episodes automatically.
True.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. It's also a great way to get it before it actually even appears in the iTunes store, so.
Because right when we upload it, it'll download to anybody that's subscribed to it.
Exactly. You don't even have to wait for it to be in the iTunes store. So, go subscribe.
For sure.
For sure.
Excellent. You know, you're a Swifty when you can relate anything in life to Taylor. And that was also by Sophie Swifty 13.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I agree with that, too.
Same.
All right. I think we're all a fan of this next one. It's from the Swift Factor. And it's, if Swifties ruled the world, Taylor Talk would be the number one podcast in history.
Woohoo! I like that.
Wait a second.
That's a nice one.
You mean it's not?
not yet.
Oh, okay. Not
maybe
yet.
Maybe tomorrow.
Work in progress, Adam.
We're getting there.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Anyway, next one was submitted by someone very, very, very awesome at, oh, geez, this is complicated, at XO13, Swifty, 13, OX. Sim.
Whoa.
I know, right?
It's like a mirror thing going on.
Yeah, it's cute.
She says, you know you're Swifty when you have noticed that Taylor writes with a pen between her pointer and middle finger, and you've tried to write that way.
I've totally done that.
I actually have tried, and I've completely failed. I can't write that way.
I know, I can't do it, but I
tried. I'm trying to find a pen sitting around on my desk here, so I can try it.
It's really hard.
Yeah, it's slightly awkward.
Like, really awkward.
Wait, don't you always have it between your pointer and middle finger? That's where I...
Yeah, but there's like a certain way that she holds it. It's almost a little bit tipped up.
Awkward.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like resting on her thumb, and then the pen is in between
her middle and pointer finger, like sticking out the top.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I can't write like this. Okay, I tried. I tried it. Failed. Tried and failed. Anyway, let's move on.
Oh, is it my turn?
Not yet.
Oh, sorry. Okay. This one comes from Jackie, and she writes, you don't know why there's a What Are Swifties Listening To segment of Taylor Talk, because obviously you're not listening to anything other than Taylor. With the happy face.
Aw, well, that's so sweet, except for...
There's a winky face.
There is actually a reason why we have that What Are Swifties Listening To segment, and it is because it's what Taylor would do if she were hosting the show. We've all seen her Speak Now tours, and she introduces us to new music all the time, and this is our way of introducing new music to each other. So
that's true.
That's pretty much the purpose of it. Yeah, we love that Taylor's your favorite artist, but there are other artists out there, too. And if Taylor loves and supports them, so should we.
We're clean hand hearts.
No, hand hearts.
And the last one, Miss Bell?
You know, you're a Swifty when you cry when she wins an award. That was by Swift Agency 13. And aww. Yes, that is true.
That's cute.
Oh my gosh, Hannah. How many of these do you submit?
But we love Hannah. We appreciate everything she sends us.
Yeah, she sends us awesome stuff.
Yes. We love it. That was a good one. Thank you for that. Anyway, On to our first segment. We're calling it The Weekend of Taylor, because last weekend was, in fact, The Weekend of Taylor. So,
awesomeness.
Let's kick it off with the beginning of the weekend, which I believe was on last Thursday.
Yeah, it was Thursday.
Date, so 29.
We have a slight bone to pick with Adam, though.
What?
What?
We have me and Diane have a slight bone to pick with you.
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, first let's get to the discussion. So on the 29th of March,
let's see how it is.
Taylor got punked by Bieber on MTV's show Punked. So basically what happened was, can we spoil it yet? We can probably spoil it. The episode already aired. So basically what happened, Bieber invited Taylor over to this, like, was it Malibu beach house?
I believe it was in Malibu, yes.
I think it was Malibu, to a beach house. To supposedly do a recording, or not a recording, a songwriting session. They wanted to jam together.
Also, I don't know if any of you saw the really hilarious tweet from Mike Meadows, who said Taylor should have figured out it was a joke when Justin Bieber said he wanted to write a song.
I totally died.
That was a paraphrase, but it's something very similar to that.
That's funny.
That was hilarious.
You mean Bieber doesn't write his own music?
Okay, we're going to get a lot of Justin Bieber fans that are going to hate us right now. Because we're
not funny. We're just telling the truth.
Possibly. Yeah. But anyway, so
they
basically,
hate us already. It's okay.
Hey, God, let's just finish the story really quick, and then we can have our open discussion. So basically, Bieber invited her over. They were supposedly writing a song, and he's like, "Hey, let's try out these fireworks." I guess he claimed they got them from Japan, and upon setting one off, she blew up a boat offshore. She blew up a yacht that was supposedly the place a wedding was going on. Taking place. There was a wedding going on the boat, supposedly, and the bride and groom come swimming up to shore just completely angry in their outfits, the guy in the tuxedo, the girl in the wedding gown, and Taylor was freaking out, like, oh my god, I just ruined someone's wedding!
How about, oh my god, I almost just killed people?
Or, oh my god, I could probably go to jail for this.
Yeah, that too.
I think she mentioned something about that in the Punked episode, didn't she? She's like, something about, we could totally go to jail for this, or something like that. Or maybe she said it afterwards in an interview that she thought, we could go to jail for this. So, did you guys see the episode of Punked?
Yeah.
I did.
But this is the bone we have to pick with you, Adam.
Yes.
Oh. Picking bones.
Diane, would you like to tell everybody what
Okay,
Adam did?
So, alright. Belle and I were in Vegas last week, and we were staying at Adam's house, and the plan was that when Adam was going to come back from work, we were all going to watch Punked together. But he watched it without us at his employer's house, and Belle and I were very sad.
Aww. That's mean, Adam.
Wait. Okay, Maya, so what would you do if all of a sudden the guy you work for is all like, watch Punked with me, or you're fired?
He did not say that.
No, yeah. Okay,
you're right, you're right. Exactly, he didn't threaten to fire me for not watching it with him. But he was like, hey, come watch this. And what am I supposed to do? Be like, no, I don't want to watch Taylor Swift on TV with you.
Well, okay, but here's the whole point of the whole thing, right? Why couldn't you have just said, you know, like, texted us and been like, oh, hey, go ahead and watch Punked. I already watched it.
It was more fun to surprise you?
No, that was not fun for anybody but you.
Yeah, that wasn't a very nice surprise, Adam. So I had to watch it alone on my computer.
What did you guys think? Well-executed Punk on Taylor?
Oh, yeah, it was hilarious.
It was so funny. But
funny to see her freak out. Out of her comfort zone, you know?
Do you know what's interesting? My employer's children actually pointed this one out to me, that the bride and groom, they're freaking out about their wedding, but how about the fact that they just swimmed up, I can't speak English, clearly. They just swam up on shore, and Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift are standing there staring at them.
That is
wouldn't
true.
That kind of catch them off guard a little bit?
Yeah, I think if they weren't Punked actors, they probably would have.
Well, you're right. That's why they didn't freak out, because they weren't Punked actors. But that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't that have been a tip-off to Taylor Swift? You know, that, okay, Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber are both standing here, but neither the bride nor groom recognize them?
Or seem to care that it's them.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think there must have been a point throughout there. That was a huge, huge Punk. I can't imagine that how Taylor didn't figure it out partway through.
I also agree with Mike Meadows, but, well.
particularly, because, did you guys watch the full episode or just the Taylor part?
No, just the Taylor part.
Because there was a part afterwards, I forget who Bieber was punking, I was only half watching, because by that point I had gone back to actually working. But there was someone he was trying to punk that, like, totally caught him. That is all like, are we on Punked right now? Are you punking me? And it totally ruined the prank, and Bieber had to pull in another person, which I believe he pulled in Sean Kingston and punked him instead.
That's funny.
Kids' Choice Awards was up next in our weekend of Taylor. It was on Saturday, March 31st. And as... Who said it earlier, the news? Belle? As Belle said earlier, Michelle Obama presented Taylor with the blimp, which is the Nickelodeon award, with the blimp for the Big Help Award. So...
It was incredibly awesome.
I mean, that's pretty cool. They always have celebrity presenters, but to be presented an award by the president's wife, that's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so you guys watched the Kids' Choice Awards?
Yeah.
No.
I watched the part that Taylor was on.
Yeah, I think that's the only part that matters. Watch the part that Taylor's on, watch the presenting the award.
I watched Twitter.
I watched people's tweet updates.
Okay, Maya, did you at least watch a video afterwards?
No.
Well, Maya, you know what? That's a shame, but it's a good thing we're going to put the video up on TaylorTalk.org.
It is a good thing, because now I can watch it. So.
And for listeners, that was an inadvertent plug of TaylorTalk.org. That wasn't planned or scheduled or premeditated.
Yes.
But anyway, TaylorTalk.org does have the videos and links we talk about. Anyway, so if you saw the video, you would have noticed that Michelle Obama uses a Taylor pun.
That's exciting.
She said that Taylor keeps making sparks fly. That was cute.
That was cute.
She keeps making sparks fly.
And then they played Sparks Fly.
Yay.
So well, when Sparks Fly was what was nominated for an award for favorite song, but it did not win, unfortunately.
Yeah. She doesn't tend to win at those shows, I feel like. For things like that, she always gets beat up by, like, Selena Gomez or Justin Bieber.
That's so sad.
That's okay, because also this weekend she won something that is a little bit more exciting.
And bigger, and badder, and awesome, and totally sweet. So, final part of the weekend was...
The ACM Awards!
Woo!
Yay!
In Vegas. What up? On April 1st, April Fool's Day. I hope you guys played some fun April Fool's punked jokes.
I did not.
None of us actually did.
You guys are so boring. Anyway,
well, it's not like you did either. We were all together on April Fool's, and we were busy doing ACM things.
ACM-y stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's kick it off with the sad part. Then we can make everyone happy again.
Right.
We can bring them back up after knocking them down, because I'm only up when they're not down.
Oh, Taylor puns.
Sad Taylor puns.
Taylor puns. Anyway, so the sad part of it was Kevin Maguire could not make it. He became ill again and had to be hospitalized again the day before he was scheduled to leave for Vegas.
I feel like that is like the worst luck ever, and I felt so bad for him.
Yeah. Taylor tweeted about it and said, "Just talk to Kevin Maguire. He's not well enough to join me at the ACMs. Please keep him in your thoughts. I'll make it up to you, Kevin." And make it up she did. She gave him an awesome shout out during her acceptance speech.
No, I think she's gonna do something else.
Yeah, she's gonna do something.
I think she's gonna make it up to him, like, for real, like, take him on a date or, like, do a concert in his hotel room or something.
His hotel room or hospital room?
By hotel room, I meant hospital room.
There will be something awesome that she will do for him, I guarantee it.
Sure. So let's I'll keep thoughts with Kevin and hope he makes a quick recovery.
Yeah. Definitely.
Anyway, so show kicked off with Blake Shelton and Reba's monologue making fun of Taylor. You guys catch that?
Yeah.
That was funny. Her face was the best part.
Yeah,
her face was like, huh? What? But a lot of basically, okay, to fill you guys in if you missed the award show, Blake Shelton and Reba just made a joke about Taylor and Tim Tebow, the dating rumors. And Taylor seemed legitimately surprised. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because they didn't actually go on a date.
That's what I mean.
I mean, it's just like there were rumors, but like the two of them never actually went on a date. They just happened to be in the same restaurant.
Well, what I believe
managers.
What I believe it was, because like you said, it was the managers and whatnot. I believe Tim Tebow was putting together a celebrity golf tournament or something and wanted to invite her as a celebrity guest. I think that's what it was about. But don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure.
Hmm. Yeah, so it wasn't a date, it was a business meeting.
It was in fact a business meeting, but do you think that she legitimately did not hear those dating rumors, though? Like, because I know she doesn't read about herself.
I'm sure she heard them, but she probably just didn't expect anyone to, like, bring them up.
Care, yeah.
Like, she looked at it completely differently than the rest of us. Like, it wasn't even a big thing to her. She didn't follow it like the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But, like we mentioned before, Taylor did win Entertainer of the Year again.
Yay!
Which is really awesome. Thank you to everyone who voted. We were all voting every day. That was definitely, it was a fan-voted award, so it means a lot to Taylor. I think those mean more to her than any other award, the ones that are fan-voted.
Yeah, she said that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Blake Shelton, who she was up against, felt that she deserved it.
Yeah, he made a comment, didn't he, about how...
Yeah, he made a comment saying, I hoped I would win, but Taylor deserves it. She truly does. I don't think there's anybody with half a brain who would stand up here and say otherwise. But I'm always going to make fun of her in my monologue, so she might as well get used to it.
That is so very Blake Shelton.
Yeah, that's extremely Blake Shelton.
Well, he's a funny guy. I mean, his monologue was hilarious. So, as we've said throughout the episode so far, Belle, Adam, and Diane were at the ACMs, and Maya could have been, but she didn't want to travel to Vegas because she's boring.
Yes, sorry, or also, you know, maybe she has like $200 in her bank account. That could also be why.
Thanks for revealing your personal finances. Now we know you're good for $200 if I make you a loan.
Thanks, Adam.
That's okay, Maya. I'm also a poor college student.
Okay, that's good to know.
Be hurt, you guys.
Anyway, so before we kick it off with our stories, we did get to wear our very cool Taylor Talk t-shirts.
Yes, we did.
I want to thank Shay for making those for us because she's really cool and made us Taylor Talk t-shirts. So go follow her on Twitter at Taylor S t-shirt because she makes a whole variety of Taylor Swift inspired t-shirts. And really the Taylor awesome. Talk ones were special for us. And she did that as a favor. And it was really, really cool of her to do that. So at Taylor S t-shirt.
Yes, definitely a huge shout out to Shay for making us those shirts. They're awesome. We wore them to the expo. We found the Taylor booth wearing those shirts and talked to Papa Swift wearing those shirts and got to tell them all about the podcast. But we'll go into more detail with that in just a minute. Anyways, here's our stories. We were all going to the ACMs and we had to be there at 8:30 in the morning for...
It was disgustingly early.
It was very early. We had to wake up at like 6:30.
Yeah, it was bad. But, it was actually cool, though, because we got to go there and we got to do all these rehearsals in the mornings for the ACMs. And one of the rehearsals that we were participating in was Toby Keith's performance of Red Solo Cup. So...
Red Solo Cup!
Fill me up! Okay, yeah, anyway.
I fill you up, Belle. Let's
learn. Whatever. Anyway, we were given all these, you know, Red Solo Cups, obviously, and put in all these places around the arena. So I'm standing there in my place, and I look over, and I'm standing about a foot and a half from... Carrot Top. So basically, I had to spend the morning listening to Carrot Top tell weird stories about himself as we were rehearsing.
Yeah, for those who don't know who Carrot Top is, he's a comedian here in Vegas that has scary red hair.
he's scary in general. He's creepy in general.
It
was so funny because he glared at me. Like, okay, he's the type of guy you cannot look at him without laughing.
Yeah.
So I guess he's a great... I guess that's a great thing for a professional comedian, but I like started laughing when I saw him standing there and he glared at me. He's like, like he gave me like an evil eye, like I was terrible or something. But
and then that just made you have like laugh even the, you know, even worse because he was like glaring at you.
I did start laughing. Oh, I was like, oh my gosh, Carrot Top just glared at me. But anyway, Diane, I would love for you to share your story because yours is very exciting and it's very Taylor related too.
Okay. I'm excited to tell the story, guys. All right, so last weekend, exactly 1 week ago, almost, I met Taylor Swift.
Yay!
Huge.
So our extra moment. Host meets Taylor Swift, and I still haven't.
Well, technically you've touched her, but you haven't talked to her. I have shared words with this woman. Okay, so basically...
shared words. I love
it. We have. All right, so during the show, we were... We were seat fillers, so that meant that we had to fill in any seats on the floor that weren't, you know, that didn't have someone in them. So I was
It's just for the purpose of the cameras, so that way there's no holes in the audience when the cameras are showing the audience on TV.
Basically, they said us, all, you know, next to basically all the famous people, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I happened to sit next to the minister's wife who was marrying a couple that was going to get married on stage later in the show, which was really, really cool. And I think that's like a pretty
that was
awesome
really
way to
cool
get married.
To see.
Yeah.
How does one get married at the ACMs? How did they pull that off? Because I want to get married at the ACMs.
I have no idea. And I feel like I should have asked her, but I was just happy to be there. So it didn't even occur to me. But I had realized that since I was sitting in that seat next to her and she was by herself, she was probably given two seats to the show. And since she was by herself, she didn't have, you know, another person went with her, so I was never going to be moved during the show, so I was basically safe where I was. So I decided later in the show to take the opportunity during one of the commercial breaks to run up and get Taylor Swift's autograph. Now, as a seat filler, we were not allowed to do that. So I had to take my wristband off that, you know, marked me as a seat filler to do this. And I was kind of scared because I was afraid I was going to be, you know, asked to leave. But I figured that if I was asked to leave because I met Taylor Swift, it was completely worth it. And that's all that I wanted to do there anyway. So I run up and I see her sitting in the front row next to this girl. And she was having a conversation with her. And I felt a little bit bad that I was gonna, you know, ruin that girl's moment with Taylor, but I just couldn't stop my feet from moving. So I walk up to her and I basically throw this piece of paper in her hands because I was so excited. And I told her my name and she's like, "I'm Taylor." And I was thinking like, "Yeah, I know you're Taylor." Like, this is why I'm talking.
I'm Taylor.
Wait, so Taylor, yeah. Taylor, who exactly? Taylor I'm Swift. Sorry, you're Taylor?
Yeah, right?
Who's exactly. Taylor?
I don't know. I love when she does that at a concert. Yeah, hi, I'm Taylor. Just... Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, your name is on the ticket.
Yeah, this is why I ran up to you like an idiot, and this is why my heart was beating really fast. I know you're Taylor. And then I said thank you and good luck, and I'm pretty sure I smiled at her like an idiot, or I did something embarrassing and awkward, and then I just ran away. So I talked to her for like 15 seconds, but that's okay. I was happy about it, and I'm still happy about it. Like, I'm still kind of giddy talking about it. I got 15 seconds with my idol.
Woohoo! Yay! That's an awesome story. I like it. You got to meet Papa and Taylor all on the same trip.
That's a good trip.
Half the Swift family. Two down, two to go.
Two down, two to go. I like that. I like the sound of that. It's like a mission.
Mission not impossible.
Belle, what went down with you this weekend?
Well, other than the fact that I had to stand next to Carrot Top for like 3 hours and have an awkward conversation with him while he told awkward stories about himself, I also got to meet Papa Swift again. Not that he remembered from meeting me before ever, but it was actually really cool. Got to have this awesome...
It's okay. He didn't remember me from meeting him in New York
yeah,
either.
Yeah, it's all so. Good. So anyway, but here's the thing though. He'll remember us now.
He will remember us now, and he did remember us now, because remember, listeners, how we told you at the ACM Fan Expo that we got to meet Papa Swift?
Yeah, and told him about Taylor talking.
Well, guess
everything.
What?
Well,
at the show the next day,
we met him again.
I got to meet him again. He and Mama Swift were sitting across the aisle from me, and after the show, I took a risk. I was like, do I say something again or don't I? So I went up to him finally, and I'm like, so we meet again. And, well, he didn't remember my name, which I think is probably my fault, because I don't think I actually ever told him my name. You guys are going to love this. He remembered Taylor
Yay!
Talk.
Yes! Yeah. That was awesome.
He was like, because he asked me something, and he asked me something about the podcast, and I guess I had a look on my face, and he's like, you're the guy from Taylor Talk, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. I think the look on my face was more shocked that he remembered the show. I wasn't like giving him a look like, what's Taylor Talk? I was like, oh my gosh, he remembers the show. He remembers the show. He remembers the show.
Very calm and cool.
Pretty much something really cool about him is once you get talking to him, it's not like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to Taylor Swift's dad. It's like, I'm just having a conversation with an old buddy. That's really, he makes you feel very comfortable when you're talking to him. So that was really cool because we got to talk to him for a while. And my favorite part of that was that he confirmed something that I was waiting to hear out of, I guess, really Taylor's mouth. But it's just as cool coming from his. Basically, for those of you who have read my staff profile on TaylorSwift13.org, there is one story that made me become a Taylor Swift fan, or a Swiftie, if you will. You know, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, a couple years ago, whenever it was, there's an insert in the Sunday newspaper called USA Weekend, and they did a story on Taylor Swift. And within that story, when I was reading it, I read something about how she was driving through Nashville one time, and she just saw a little girl, about 9 years old or so, walking down the street wearing one of her Fearless Tour t-shirts. And she was like, whoa, that's cool. And she actually turned around, followed this girl into a video store, and went up to the girl and is like, hey, I just wanted to come meet you. And that story has stuck with me ever since, because I'm like, there are no celebrities that do that. Nobody does that. And what was awesome was when I was talking to Papa Swift, I was like, I told him, I'm like, you know, I didn't get the chance to tell you yesterday, but I wanted to tell you why I started following Taylor's career and why I started supporting her like I do.
And I started to tell him the story. I'm like, I read a story in USA Weekend about when she was driving through Nashville. And he was funny. He's like, yeah, she does that a lot. Well, obviously. I was like, where she was driving in Nashville and she saw a girl. And he cut me off at that point. He saw the girl in the t-shirt and she followed her into the video store. And he completed the story for me. He knew exactly what I was talking about before I even said it. Which, for me, verified the story, which makes me love Taylor even more, knowing that that's 100% accurate and true, and even knowing the details of that story, which he told me that the girl had been through some hardships, and that Taylor's music was there to support her and got her through a lot, which is a story we hear quite often in the Swifty community about Taylor's music getting people through rough times. That was story number two with Papa Swift for me.
I gotta mention one more thing, too, about Papa Swift that was hilarious. It was when we asked him if he'd heard of the podcast previously. Do you remember his response, Adam?
Oh, yes. He's like, he looks me square in the eye, and he's like,
I'm 60.
I'm 60.
He's like, I don't do podcasts, I don't do Twitter, I'm 60.
That's so funny.
Great. Yeah, so for those of you expecting Papa Swift to come out with a Twitter account now that Austin
Probably
Swift has
one. Probably
not
going to happen.
Yeah, not going to happen. You'll just have to stick to following Taylor and Austin on Twitter. I guess my final story, why do I have all the stories all the time? I mean, Diane had a good story. Belle's got no stories from this weekend. Sorry, guys. She's not cool enough.
Hey, I had stories.
But we have group stories. But anyway, go ahead, Adam.
That's true. So I just wanted to tell my final story because this is the high moment of my weekend. The absolute highest moment of my weekend. And it has to do with Mama Swift.
Mama Bear.
Anyway, so like Diane was telling you guys, seat fillers are not allowed to speak to the talent. They have very strict regulations against it. You're not supposed to speak to the people you're sitting around, because apparently the company that manages the seat filling has gotten a lot of complaints from the performers in the past about seat fillers wanting pictures with them and autographs and bothering them and things
basically
like that. So you're basically... Yeah, exactly, being Diane. But Taylor's okay, because she's a lot nicer than a lot of the other performers. But anyway, so basically you're just supposed to sit quietly and look pretty in case the cameras pan over that section of the audience and you're filling a hole. That's more or less your job. I got seated next to, I don't even know who this guy was, him and his wife. He was somebody in the business behind somebody. He was a manager or a producer, or he was somebody on the business end of things. And he seemed to be in a pretty grumpy mood, actually. Whoever he represents probably lost. Hopefully lost to Taylor. sorry. I'm bitter because this guy was mean to me. So I was, I guess I'm kind of bitter because he was mean to me. But what ended up happening, Andrea Swift was trying to get this guy's attention, and he wasn't paying attention to her. And I'm like, oh no, nobody ignores Mama Swift. Not that he was doing it deliberately, but I just kind of politely said, I'm sorry, sir. I think she's trying to talk to you. And he started to snap at me. And then Mama Swift had one of those, oh, heck no moments. So she gets this guy's attention and she yells at him on my behalf and is like, no, not him, me.
Love her.
That's awesome.
So that was the highlight of my weekend, getting defended by Mama Swift. It was like I was one of Mama Bear's baby cubs for a moment.
For just a second there.
For just a second, it was like I was a Swift.
Yay.
Okay, anyway.
Belle, do you
have
a story?
Tell us your last story, please.
Well, my little story was, I think we all pretty much got lucky with like the last like third of the show, where we all got permanent seats up front.
I just had a permanent seat the entire time.
That was definitely lucky. It was probably like, I would get seated and then the person would come back and I'd have to like find another seat. But then like the last third of the show, these people in second row were like, they were about to like, you know, try to find another seat for me, the seat fillers. And these people in the second row were like, oh, we're leaving. We're just not going to come back. So go ahead and sit here. So I was like, cool. So I sat next to these two guys and they were like these big older guys that were dressed up as cowboys or whatever, you know, and I don't know exactly who they were, but they were sitting in like Brad Paisley's seats, basically. And so I think there were somebody from his camp, but I don't know who. And, like, when they were doing Entertainer of the Year and everything, and Taylor won, I was literally, like, basically crying. And the guys kept being like, oh, it's okay, honey. And they were just being all cute and funny.
Aww.
I was, like, bawling my eyes. I was like, oh, my God. Awesome. I, like, had my hands covering my face, and I was, like, crying when she won. I was, like, completely freaking out, you know, when they were about to do the announcement and everything. And the guys were like, oh, it's okay, honey. And they were, like, pat my back.
Aww, that's adorable.
It was really cute.
Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot another Papa story.
Ooh, which one?
Okay, so like I told you guys, I was sitting across the aisle from him and Andrea when Taylor won Entertainer of the Year, right? So when they were announcing the nominees, and they're like, and the nominees are, and they have their whole build-up thing to it, it was so funny because they were so nervous. Papa Swift started, you know the expression, keep your fingers crossed for good luck, yeah. Right? And you typically just cross your middle and index finger, right? Papa Swift was sitting there, like, twiddling his thumbs, and he was, like, twisting every single finger on both his hands because he was so nervous.
It's so adorable.
It was the funniest thing. I was like, oh my gosh, why is he so nervous? Taylor's going to win. We already know she is. And by know she is, I mean we were very confident that she would. Obviously, we didn't know anything until her name was called.
That's the whole thing, though, is, like, even though, like, you kind of feel in your heart like she's going to win, when you're sitting there watching that moment live from the second row at the ACMs, you can't help but just, like, be, like, just for that, like, 15-second period of time, you're just, like, freaking out. At least I was.
I mean, too.
I was watching Mama and Papa Swift freak out.
Yeah, I was like shaking. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was freaking out a little. Even though I had a feeling she was gonna win, I was still freaking out. But then she did, and I got to be all happy and cry a little bit and get comforted by these two old cowboy guys. So anyway,
these cowboys. Oh, honey.
That was adorable.
Aw. Okay. So anyway, basically overall, it was a great, great weekend. Got to meet Papa Swift a couple times. Diane got to meet Taylor, yay! Unlike the rest of us. Yeah,
it's
happy
okay.
for her.
It will happen
so
to you
cool
guys, too. Well, actually, it has happened to Belle.
I was going to say, I've already
yeah,
met
so
her
cool for you guys.
And you hugged your Adam, so it's not like you guys are out of it.
Okay, whatever. I got a hug in New York. Anyway, so congrats to Taylor on that Entertainer of the Year. I know this is a huge, huge win for her. So anyway, time to carry on with the show.
What would Taylor do? This episode's What Would Taylor Do? Was submitted by 13_fearless_13, who asks us, I'm sorry, I can't read this.
I don't think you should read this. I'll
be happy to read it.
Okay, go Mel.
Go for it, Diane.
Okay. She says, what would Taylor do if she found out about # creepy things Adam says?
That's a
fabulous question.
I'd like to first point out, I don't say anything that's creepy. Ever.
Okay, well, you're lying
right now.
Adam,
you are never creepy ever.
You're never creepy.
I am not.
So if she found out, I think that she'd like think it was cute, maybe. I don't know. Like, I don't think it would bother her that much.
Okay, like, here's the opinion. She's always made comments about how, like, people don't know you from a Google search. But I don't feel like she'd take any offense to anything like that. I think that she'd think it was funny or cute.
I don't think she would understand it. She'd be like, who's Adam?
Well, yeah, that too.
One of her fanboys.
I'm not a fanboy.
You are a fanboy. You're the fanboys to fanboys.
I am a Taylor Swift supporter, follower, guy.
/ fanboy.
I hate you all. You're not my friend anymore.
I don't know. I think that you'd find it was cute and funny. But yet I don't think that it's necessarily going to get you a yes on a marriage proposal.
Listen, Belle, I'm not just proposing marriage. I'm going to ask her on a date first. I'm going to do it the right way.
Oh, good.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know.
Anyway.
Does anybody think that this would get Adam a date with Taylor?
No, creepy things Adam says would not get him a date with Taylor. But creepy things Adam says isn't just things said about Taylor, though. It's just anything I say in general, so.
That makes it so much worse, Adam.
It totally does.
You guys are so mean.
We're just trying to make the listeners laugh.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so if we're not going to keep ranting about what a creep Adam is, I'd like to thank our person for submitting that, our friend, 13_fearless_13. Thank you for submitting that. Remember, guys, you can submit to any of the mini segments by just tweeting us at TaylorTalk13 or emailing TaylorTalk@TaylorSwift13.org. Org?
That org. Org.
Org.
This is just never going to end, is it? Remember
anyway.
The org.
So, final mini segment of the episode. What are Swifties listening to? We've had this submitted multiple times, but the most recent one was by 17_Serena, who thinks Swifties should listen to Hunter Hayes.
I fully agree with this.
Hunter Hayes is awesome.
I love Hunter Hayes.
He really is. Have we talked about him in past? Yeah, we talked about him in the last episode because he was up for New Artist of the Year.
Yeah, he's amazing live. He's a really good singer and writer, and he plays like 8.5 million instruments. And
he is
He's awesome.
Yeah, he does. What's interesting with Hunter, I believe, was it Belle, was it you that told me about this, or Diane, one of you two told me about this, that he actually, on the album, played every single instrument.
Yeah, or at least on the recording for on Storm Warning, he played all of the instruments that you hear.
Yeah, Storm Warning seems to be his number one song right now, and it's fantastic. But yeah, go listen to Hunter Hayes. He opened for Taylor. Taylor loves him. We love him. You guys will love him too, so go listen
to him. Hand hearts for Hunter Hayes.
Anyway, so for episode 14, this has been Adam,
Belle,
Maya,
and Diane.
Saying have a great day, guys, and virtual hand hearts to you all.
Virtual hand hearts. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.